Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to Care to Read. You've got your Omiinka in the house, Omiinka 7, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you want. We'd like to welcome you for joining us once again on this evening. We'd like to explain to you that we know that it's a privilege to have you in our listening audience and that there are many rooms that you could go and surveil or also visit and become a friend. We'd like to encourage you to become a friend in our room. If you're not already a friend and you would like to do so, please drop us a line, and we would definitely love to include you in our segment. We're working on segment 21 of this month, and that is working on the topic of health education. And as you know, we had a five-part segment on how to start a family information center, those detailed informations about special needs, special population, and the services that are available to them. And today's segment will be featured on how the youth can take a trip abroad as a special needs candidate and obtain valuable experience. We'll be talking to them about understanding the benefits and the options that young people have in obtaining an international tour, going abroad to be an advocate, or going abroad to be just a part of other programs that special needs students have an option. Now, we'll be going into that segment in just a minute. We're going to go to the station identification, and we will borrow your airwaves for approximately 60 minutes, and we'll be careful to give them right back to you and give you your world back to you unmolested. And stay tuned for station identification, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be brief.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some comfy. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this door. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to. Before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Let me get those call numbers out for those people that would like to call in. Those call numbers for this room is 646-478-0270. Please do call in with your questions. This is the Omiinka 7 in the house this evening. And as you know, we always start our proceedings off doing a ritual. And this is for the benefit of African-American families so that we can put rituals back in our lives again and to help African-American families reconnect with their ancestors and learn how to commune. So if you would allow me to, we're going to bring the music up so that we can prepare for our ritual. I'd like to say hello once again to the listening audience. Today's segment will be featuring on preparing for your career as a disabled worker while being an exchange student going abroad. And we'll get right into that topic upon completing our segment for the ritual. And as I look to my east and I look to my west, I look to see if I can call upon the ancestors to ask them to be a part of this ritual. I ask for my elders to give me permission to speak. And as we ask for the elders to give us permission to speak, we look to our left and look to our right. And I do see an elder out there in the audience. I'm going to ask the elder, do I have permission to speak? And he will need to write ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, you do have permission to speak.
Thank you so much, elder. It is great to have an elder in the audience. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we always stop so that I can get purified. And I'm going to take a few minutes to get purified here, if you would excuse me. I have the water right here, and we know that water knows no enemy, and water has no enemy. And as we prepare for this ritual, looking to my east and to my west and to my south and to my north, I pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the north and to the south. And in pouring libations, ladies and gentlemen, this is a proceeding that is done to call forth the ancestors and to invite them in. Our ancestors depend on us, and they wait for us to call them so that we can stand on their shoulders. And ladies and gentlemen, you must do this frequently. You must set out the water so that you can have clear airways which will direct and guide you. And you can even light a candle so that they can have light to guide the way. As you prepare this ritual on a weekly basis, I want you to know that the Africans in faraway places, every fourth day, they're praying. And if you are basing your prayers on a calendar, you can pray right along with them and have the support of other organizations praying with you. Now, I also like to say that prayer is an order, and it is definitely ordained. Prayer is nothing but a vibration, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you choose to do vibrations for breathing and meditating, that is still a form of prayer. The behavior modification is designed to create a change in your life. And with these rituals, we're helping you to learn how to create a change in your life. Now, I would like to go on and read our pledge. But before I do that, I'd like to call forth our ancestors. I'd like to call forth Madam J. Walker, Malcolm X, Ashe, Marian Anderson, Ashe, Scott Joplin, Ashe, W.E.D. Du Bois, Ashe, Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a frequency in the background. I don't know if that's a natural frequency or not, but I command it to move out of the way so we can proceed with our ritual. Thank you. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. Langston Hughes, Ashe. Coretta Scott King, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. Now, as I go on to calling out the names of my personal ancestors, please join in with me and stand to call out your own personal rituals of your ancestors, and you can affirm that by saying Ashe. I call out Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call out, hold on for a minute, I'm going to check my officer yourself. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Essely Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Nichelle Lilly, Ashe. Essely Pope, Ashe. And we say, so let it be, so let it be done. Ancestors, you know that we need you on a day-to-day basis. We ask that you will come and join us. We set a place aside for you, and we call your names on a regular basis, so as you will never be forgotten. We know that energy can never die, because it is a frequency. And as we create the frequency and vibration, we ask that you would leave a little bit of your melanin and energy behind. so that we may tap into those energies and we may be strengthened and stand on your shoulders. We thank you, ancestors, that you have heard our prayer and that you are the one that have a vested interest in our life. And you are the sum total of why we came. We know that the only vested interest that is in our life is our ancestors' vested interest. We don't pray out to some fictitious being or atmosphere, not knowing where those prayers are going to, but we pray to you, ancestors, and we call on you because we know you are the one that loves us, and we knew you, and we can identify who you are by calling your name. But to call out the fictitious being out in the atmosphere, not knowing from whence our help comes, would be foolish. And we are gaining knowledge and understanding. That's why we are doing better by now remembering to call your name. We'd like to thank you, ancestors, for being with us. We ask that every household represented here today will be protected. We ask for sanctuary. We ask for guidance. We ask for opportunities and doors to be open. We ask for you to maintain us with all of the things we need in our life, our every daily need. We ask that you will provide that for us. And every household represented here, may they be reminded that it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, as you pray, remember to pray in the manner as this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Pray in that manner, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have a prayer. But remember, you are speaking to your higher self, the higher self that was breathed inside of you. You have the essence of God, and the essence of God is there to collaborate with you, and it is called the O-We. And if you are to have good success, you are to thank your O-We. And if you are to prosper, you are to thank your O-We. And if you are to gain excellence and favor, you are to thank your O-We. Let's give homage to our O-We today. And if you do know the head that sits on your mother's head, call out her name. I'm calling out Yalaminja, the mother spirit. And the father spirit on my head is Obatala. These are essence of God, the expression of God. Ancestors, we thank you for you forevermore. Guide us, and you open every door, and there are no closed and shut doors when you are working and guiding us. And we thank you for the opportunity to be able to call your name today. And may we forevermore remember to set a place for you at the table, because you cannot die. Your frequency will vibrate eternally, and your spirit will come back in the form of one of our newborn children. Look for your ancestors, ladies and gentlemen, through your children, and frequently call their names. Be reminded that they are still with you, and they are still working out things on your behalf. And we'd like to thank you for participating in the ancestral ritual at this time. We would like to go right on into reciting our pledge. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it. Red, black, shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depend on it? The red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it. Young man shall dream of it. Face shot and shelled of it. Nation shall sing of it. Waving so high. Here's to the whole of it. Colors brought and whole of it. Please is my soul with it. Regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it. Great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, to have ties to a nation is very important. The black, red, and green flag is flown over Africa. And remember, you are tied to Africa. Mother Africa is your homeland. And remember, it is okay to acknowledge a land base to tie yourself back to. Now, I'd like to say that in this room, we will be preparing a special ritual this week to show you how you are to initiate your children. Some of you I know dedicate your children back to God, which is good. But I want to tell you and show you how to initiate your young men by dedicating them back to your higher self and their higher self and transitioning them on to become young men. Teaching them how to pray so that when they gain their household, prayer will be a source of their life. It is important for you to do this, mothers, because young men must mark the period in which they become a man. And if they don't know when they become a man, they'll forevermore be a boy. It is important for you to teach them, not wait for the school to show them how to cross over into manhood, not wait for the preacher to tell you that your young man has become grown. You have to mark the occasion, mothers and fathers. And it is important for a family life center to talk about rituals and proceedings that must happen in the household. So stay tuned for that. That ritual should be transpiring this week, and we will make the announcement. And if you're in the listening audience, you will be able to participate by saying, Ashe. So let it be. So let it be done. We'd like to thank you. And there is a pledge that we have for the family that we will be incorporating on a regular basis. And when my co-host is back in the room, he'll be able to assist me with some of the proceedings. I'd like to thank you for being patient with me as I went through that ritual. Thank you so very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be proceeding on with our topic for a discussion today. And I'm going to turn the music down. It seems to be going up and down. However, I know it's come back on. But what I'd like to explain to you is that this particular topic in pertaining to touring Europe is also for adults as well. I'm going to turn the music down a little bit more, so pardon me. All right, and we're back. Thank you for staying with us throughout the segment. I thank you so much because I am grateful. It's important to have gratitude. Gratitude is in order. And when we're grateful for something, we definitely have to show that because we know you could be several other places right now. You don't necessarily have to be spending your time with Omi in the Carrot Read Room. So I am very grateful. And out of that gratitude would bring about more listening audience and participating listening audience. Please do come in the room, and we don't bite. We enjoy it when you come in and ask questions. And this week we will have a guest speaker coming on board to talk with us when we move on to the next segment. However, I wanted to complete this segment on special population and dealing with how to set up a family information center. Now, as you know, and regrouping about the topics we've talked about so far. Last time we were with you on Friday, we talked with Mrs. Cheney in reference to being a coach and coaching people in the area of working with challenged families who are going back to work. And she was a treat to have in our room. It was great to have her here talking about that topic. And what we would like to do is go on to talk about there are some other fantastic things in the wing for you, people who are special population, those of you who are challenged, and you know who you are, and the mothers who might be advocates, you know who you are as well. This particular topic is talking about young people going abroad, and you probably are asking for what? Let me just tell you, there are many jobs that await special population challenge people abroad. They are even advocate positions that you can obtain to go abroad. Now, I'd like to read you a little something about those opportunities. The National Clearinghouse on Disability Exchange, they have a challenge yourself and change your world. They work with the Mobility International USA, and this organization features tons of trips to go abroad. In preparing for your career, your opportunity in participating in an international exchange, this is what they're saying. To be successful in this, to increase your numbers of opportunities for jobs, the young adults need to have a leadership background. So they prepare you for leadership and cross-cultural skills. And these skills can be developed and exchanged through international exchanges for studying abroad. They want you to plan now. You have to plan early so you can gain this international experience. And you get this experience while you're still in high school. You can participate with them. And even if you're even in college, you can be a part of it. Now, they want you to know that there are several ways you can get involved with them. And their website is www.miusa.org. This mobility organization puts out a ton of articles, handouts, and flyers, and publications, and videos. One of the videos is called A World Awaits You, and that's called Away. And this is telling the young people that these opportunities await them abroad in other countries, okay, building bridges and to help maintain stability. They have a manual that includes people with disabilities, and it's an international exchange process to tell you how you can get involved. Then they have the rights and responsibility, so that you can know exactly what rights you have as a special needs person. And if this is a guide with information on disability rights and legislature, which includes the American Disability Act. And ladies and gentlemen, you are going to have to acquaint yourself with the laws and regulations, because the more you know that knowledge is power, the better it is for you to gain knowledge. Now, let me take this time during this segment of our show to give you the name of the book that we're featuring. The book that we're featuring, we have talked about briefly before, but I'd like to bring this book back again because it's so appropriate. It's called The Survival Strategies for Going Abroad, A Guide for People with Disability, written by Lauren Hershey. And you probably heard me mention it before. It's one of my favorite. It's a Mobility International USA publication. Within this book, it's broken down into chapters exploring the international opportunities, the types of international exchange programs they spell out for you, such as they talk about the academic part of the program, the language program, because you definitely will have to be acquainted with the language of the country that you travel to, and working overseas, you know, understanding the procedure that you have to go through. Then there's some consulting. They're teaching you how to become a consultant. And there's also a job for volunteers if you don't want to participate as a worker who's paid. Then there are international conferences that you can also get acquainted with. In this book, it goes on to evaluate overseas opportunities. It breaks them down, defining the interests and the needs that you might have. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very important that you should understand that these students are not going abroad by themselves. they have a chaperone, and they are connected to someone that can help them, and therefore they are being well taken care of. For those mothers who might be fearful that it might be difficult for a handicapped child to go abroad, you need not worry because there is assistance to help you. Let me go to station identification for 1 minute, and let's listen to one of our poems.
Commitment, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. Commitment is when you've given your word, and your word can stand alone and on its own. It's making an effort when you really don't have the time. It's making ends meet when they really weren't intended to reach. If giving your moral support and backing somehow leaves you feeling lacking because someone failed to give you the backing and you've gone without, then you should know what I'm talking about. Commitment, it's your badge. You should wear it with honor and pride. It's like having good character and integrity. It's not something that you want to hide. Commitment is paying someone else's daily dues, even if at times you find yourself being used. It's your fingerprints. It's your marking of a real, genuine gent. It's your label that makes you feel able, that leaves you feeling stable, that gives you a clear conscience and a good frame of mind, even when you don't feel able. Somehow, you must gather the strength to become stable. When you've completed a task, you don't want someone to stop and ask, hey man, have you completed that task, when you've given your commitment in the past.
Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omiika Sermon in the house, ready to serve you. I'm the advocate you need and the advisor you definitely want. Once again, we're talking on the topic going abroad for youth who are interested in functioning as a delegate to do advocacy work or to go abroad to be a part of other activities and legislature opportunities. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They're trained to become leaders. They're trained to become advocates and leaders. And they do welcome delegates from all over the country to be a part of this. They help these young people to develop their leadership skills. They help them to become advocates and get their minds off of their own problems and show them that once you are a laborer out there in the harvest for other people, then that automatically creates support systems for you all over. And that's how it's usually done. Those that have disabilities, you teach them that there's no shame and them being disabled. You teach them how to compensate for their inadequacy and teach them how to be a servant. And consequently, there lies the ability to forget about their own deficits by pouring their lives over into someone else's life. And that's what an advocate does. They act as the ombudsman, a go-between, advocating and championing the causes of others. As we teach these young people to become leaders and prepare them to go abroad, there are places that are open under the Albright program that will receive them upon the training. There are countries that they can go to over in Europe and London, Paris, all over the place, Russia. And this organization that I just told you about, the National Clearinghouse on Disability Exchange, the NCDE, and it says to challenge yourself, because the world is open to you. Now, I talked to you about publication. The Rights and Responsibility publication is available. Building Bridges publication. Also, A Practice of Yes. And that book is an excellent book that they sell, and is working with overseas partners to include students with disabilities. That book is an excellent book to own It's a quick reference book for exchange for professional working to place students with disability in exchange program. It includes common concerns from overseas partners and practical answers from experienced exchange professionals. The topics that they address include answering perspectives and institutional practices. What are the practices of a special needs person? The disability rights and reaching the partner's agreement. So there is some collaboration that goes on. They're taught to do higher level thinking and working with collaboration. So the organization will work with your parents, young people, and they will help them to put together a package so that you can travel. There's tons of paperwork involved, which I'm sure that they can streamline. And preparing for an international career, the pathway for people with disability has always existed. We just need to search for these opportunities. It's a resource for young adults with international interests to explore career possibilities. It highlights international occupation, job prospects, insights from role models, and the international exchange and fellowship program. They participate in to get them ready. Now, there's fellowships available, and by golly, you definitely want to check out fellowships. Fellowships are a chance to train and get to gain knowledge while getting a paycheck. For those of you who are getting out of college that are special needs and can't find employment, it is to your benefit to look for a fellowship. Definitely look for a fellowship. It's an opportunity to rotate and to train in different capacities while living abroad. Now, there are also conferences, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want you to forget about the conferences. You can Google anything to do with special needs, challenge people, and find out when the conferences are. These are presentations. And the NCDE trainer, they have an alumni that puts out information about the regular annual conferences and workshops. They conduct training workshops and presentation and national, regional, and the conferences that are sponsored by the International Exchange and the disability-related organizational workshop. And they cover a wide range of topics related to the accommodations for people with disability, program for studying and teaching, volunteering, or conducting research, and doing all of this abroad, ladies and gentlemen. I bet you didn't know that this existed for the disabled. Yes, it does. And organizations like this particular organization that I talked about, NCDE, they are waiting for disabled families of children who are transitioning out of high school to call about these opportunities. Definitely you want their address. And the NCDE's address, the P.O. Box number is 10767, and that's in Eugene, Oregon, E-U-G-E-N-E, Oregon, O-R. And their zip is 97440. And you can contact them. Now, here's a phone number in case you want to call them, 541-343-1284. You can call this organization to inquire about what trips are available, when are they going to be leaving, what are the criteria, what trainings you need to have before you participate, because going abroad can be somewhat cumbersome if you don't know what you're doing. And how do I know this? I traveled abroad and took a tour for 3.5 years and ended up staying 5 years. That's right. So I've had an opportunity to do this. I know that it's a great experience for anyone, be it a fellowship, an internship, or just going on tour to do work. It is a great opportunity and an honor. And young people that are disabled need to have some accomplishments in their life. They need to feel needed, and they need to feel like they can be an advocate too. So you definitely want to give them a chance to do this, mothers. You don't want to sit behind and say, well, but your handicap, but your disability. allow them to challenge themselves and push themselves to the point of going an extra mile to do something for someone else. Now, there's a manual also called Preparing for an International Career, Pathways for People with Disability. I think I told you that. That's a free brochure. The Yes brochure is free also. Go right online, you can get those. They are free for your asking. Now, there is a video. The video includes an option and an audio, which is a description on information on going abroad, and it's called All Aboard. NCDE makes this particular video. You definitely want to get it. It is on their website, and that is for free, of course. However, those two articles I told you that were available, they're free. Now, Building Bridges training video is also available for a price as well. It explains to the person exactly what they need to do when preparing to go abroad in an exchange program. Okay? The video gives practical information on topics that include recruiting and homestays, how do you make the arrangement for where you're going to stay when you get there, the accommodations abroad, and where to obtain disability-related information. Now, as I told you, that there's conference presentation, and then there's roundtable consortiums. Now, what is a roundtable consortium? A roundtable consortium, they spell it out as the NCDE. It's sponsored by the Bureau of Educational and the Cultural Affairs of the United States Department, which they have on a regular basis. The Bureau promotes the mutual understanding between U.S. and the citizens and people from other continents and countries worldwide through the diversity range of educational and the cultural exchange programs and activities. The NCDE is a roundtable consortium, okay, and you definitely want to find out more about that, and it's responsible for developing and carrying out collaborative strategies for accomplishing the NCDE goals. Now, their goal is to provide services for the handicapped, to provide opportunities where they can go abroad. That's what they specialize in, giving you the opportunities to attend conferences, consortiums, did I say that right? Consortiums and roundtable activities where their discussions are going forth. Sometimes they are ratifying laws or voting on laws, being a part of getting a bill passed. It's an interesting opportunity for young people to be a part of the legislature that they actually are affected by. The special educational laws, they are involved in participating. Now, the open of a world of opportunity, it definitely does await young people. And from going from volunteering, if you're not ready to take that trip abroad, you can volunteer. So some volunteering for community service projects in the Costa Rica. They have a program in Costa Rica to working to Japan, from participating in a school-to-school exchange, okay, in Russia, to studying in Kenya, to teaching in Germany as a Fulbright. The world awaits you, ladies and gentlemen, awaiting people with disability. They spoke of Russia, Germany, going over to Kenya. The National Clearinghouse on Disability Exchange, NCDE, opens the world of international exchange opportunities for people with disabilities through interaction with disability related to organizations and and the international exchange organization. People with disability can participate fully, and they do mean fully, and equally in international exchange. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was a mouthful, but it was said so that you can have a little bit of ease in not being afraid if you are handicapped. Can you participate? About the National Clearinghouse on Disability Exchange, NCDE, you want to lock those acronyms in. A established in 1995, the National Clearing House on Disability and Exchange. Okay? And as a sponsor, it was sponsored by the Bureau of the Educational and Cultural Affairs of the United States Department of State and managed by the Mobility International USA. The NCDE goals are to, and this is what their goals are, increase the participation of people with disability in the full range of international educational opportunity by, number one, educating people with disabilities and disability-relating organizational about international educational exchange and opportunities. Number two, providing international exchange opportunities with practical how-to consulting and training on including people with disability in their program. And this was established in 1981, the Mobility International was established. And that acronym is MIUSA. It's a non-for-profit organization dedicated to expanding opportunities for people with disability in international exchange. And they provide leadership, community service, disability rights, and training, and inclusion in an international development program. That's what they're all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fantastic corporation, a non-for-profit corporation. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what I wanted to say to those mothers out there, I know it appears to be a little scary to let your children go because they have this handicap or this disability, and you tend to wonder, will they be okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we all have trauma in our lives, and we experience trauma. Sometimes our children can become disabled while in the process of completing their life changes, and they become disabled in the midst of doing something. And we have to switch our gears because now this child has to learn differently, has to function just differently, and requires special needs from the family. I like to tell you that you're not alone and you're not by yourself. I know it, the feeling from firsthand, ladies and gentlemen. I experienced a family member that became disabled during his last year in college that changed and shattered his whole life and really caused the family to have some adjustments to make. So I know exactly what you're going through. And to get that person back on course sometimes will seem like a lifetime, but it is possible, and you can do it. I did it. And the young man that you hear on the air who speaks has recuperated from a blow and coming back from a disability. I encourage him every day to function as if he is traveling down a road of recovery, but being mindful of the fact that we all have disabilities. That's right. When he comes in the air, he is able to read, and at one time he lost all faculties and had to gain them back. Yes, it is remarkable. Yes, it is a great gain. But it is also an opportunity for him to share his story with the world and to help someone else that might not feel that they can advance themselves and to encourage someone else. That's exactly what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen. He's not sitting back feeling sorry, but he is attempting to put together his story to encourage someone that it's possible that they can go on. That's right. I said we all have challenges and triumphs in our lives. And Omi is no different, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it. To talk about it would mean that I'm open for suggestions so that I can continue to be free. But when we hide our children's disadequacy or disability and we cover up for it and we don't talk about it, it makes us disabled. Now, I'm on the road to recuperating with my son, and he is too. He is in his first year of recuperating. And he's already gained quite a bit of knowledge about his disability and what he is to do. He's even gone on and finished college and has been thinking about higher education. He won't stop, ladies and gentlemen, because he has a mother for an advocate And I'm saying this to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a child that has been disabled and you have been keeping them down or you're afraid to release them, now is the time to release them, to go in the world to give something back that they can be proud of. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it's hard for us to admit this, and sometimes it's even hard for us to talk about this, but sometimes it could be a blessing in disguise so that that trial or triumph that we went through can cause us to become stronger, to prepare us for something greater, and to tell our story that it might offer some relief for somebody else who's going through. If you are those mothers out there who have a child that has never done anything with their life, who's disabled, I implore you to release the mother. Pray and ask your higher self to help you and guide you to release the child so that they can grow on and be adequate adults and have a life of their own and not of one that hinders them because or her because of handicaps. Handicaps are something that we will all be challenged with for the rest of our lives in one way or another. But not to allow the child to have any great accomplishments and advances will hinder him for a lifetime or her for a lifetime. I told you that story, ladies and gentlemen, because I want you to be on the lookout for the book called I Come Apart. That's right. The book is already in the process of being put together. Because if nothing else my son gained from his experience was that he can give something back to the world that's positive. Now, you ought to be a champion on the causes of your children. You ought to tell your children that they can champion the cause for someone else. If they lose their sight, if they lose their ability to comprehend or to talk, work with them, stay with them, find other alternative means. If there any light of help in any part of the world, travel there to get that help for your children. Or if they have to live with the conditions for a lifetime, live with that too. But don't stop living. Living means you are breathing and exerting energy to help someone, not sitting still waiting to die. Now, I wasn't going to die because my son stopped talking or stopped walking. I wasn't going to give up because he was at the end and ready to graduate. But with the encouragement, I told him that he could do it. Our family told him that he could do it. And he rose to the level of occasion. And not only did he do it, he graduated distinguished. And I know it's in each and every one of your children, ladies and gentlemen. It's in them. They have to have someone behind them, not just pushing them, but modeling and showing them and admonishing them that it's possible, giving them dreams and hopes are what parents do, ladies and gentlemen. When you give your children dreams and hopes and help them to aspire to that, perfecting, it will help them to grow into prudent human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, it awaits you. Going abroad is available. My son had the opportunity to be us overseas and abroad as well. And he too knows the value and the greatness that he rose to in order to experience that. Let your children experience the joy of traveling. It will enhance their knowledge and their experiences. And if you have an opportunity to go with them, then go with them, parents, as a chaperone. But most of all, go. Being in this small part of the world is just one minute area, but to bridge the gap and to allow your children to travel, it can mean a world of a lifetime. Meeting another person, a friend, even finding a spouse, it can reconnect them back to the universe and give them their dignity back. Everyone has to have dignity. It can give them their dignity back, ladies and gentlemen. You definitely want to give them their dignity back. And it's important for them to feel like they're part of something. And they have to be connected, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like we were off the air for a while. I hope you didn't miss a large portion of this communication. I want to thank you for being a part of this segment. This is a very touching hour for me to share my story with you about my family member who became disabled. I never knew that I would have someone disabled in my home or my family. After all the work that I had done in the area of disability work, it seemed funny that I would do the work and people would ask if I had someone disabled in the family. At that time, I said no. But we are all disabled in one way or the other with some disability. But we can overcome these disabilities. We could find ways to function as a normal human being and give something back, mostly, ladies and gentlemen. This has been really a great time and spending with you on this segment, how to go abroad and how to get through the strategy and the difficulty of leaving this country to go abroad as a fellow, as an intern, or as a volunteer. Whatever you choose, ladies and gentlemen, it awaits you. It's available to you. Please check out the information I gave you. I'm not just giving you information for the heck of it. I'm giving you this so that you can pass it on. Become a resource and referral center. Collect this information. Put it in your own house and make yourself rich with knowledge. Remember I said I was rich with knowledge? That is no lie, ladies and gentlemen. I am rich with knowledge and materials and resources, and you can be too. And Omi didn't say go and get a lot of money because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being rich with resources. Empower yourself. Knowledge is power. We're coming up on the 10-second hour here, ladies and gentlemen. You've gone with me the whole time, and I hope I've been of some service to you so you can go back and broaden the knowledge of your community, of your school, to be a spokesperson, to be an advocate, and to get your child involved. And if you know someone who is a young man graduating, have no opportunities for transitioning in the community, transition them with the knowledge that I've given you. Pull off this tape and help someone. Come back and reference to it. Because you can do it, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, Omi is behind you. I am your advocate today. Whatever resource I can provide for you, I will provide that. And I know we can do it. Yes, we can.
We live in a world of differences, separate and apart. And now's the time to come together, to open up our hearts and see the love among us that's calling us to be. The time is now.
The time is right. It's time that we unite.
Call that number I gave you, write those people, and order their materials. materials and find out how your children could be in that number and be a part of that group to go to Costa Rica, to Germany, to Kenya. These are faraway places, I know, Mother, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There are chaperones to help them. There are assistants to help them. When they come back, they will grow 10 feet tall, and you will be so pleased with them because you know they're going on to adulthood and they can stand on their own. And that is the glory in helping someone to come and work on their challenges. Mothers, I know that it seems fearful just having them right here in the same city with you, but you'd be surprised how great they will do when they go abroad and find others just like them that are challenged, and they can rub shoulders and exchange stories with one another, and they can find friendships, and they might even find their new wife or husband. Help them to be an adult. Help them to transition. You can do it, mothers. I know you can. You have your Omeika 7 in the house, your advocate and your advisor here to serve you. I hope I've been some service to you today, and may you go in peace, and may you touch someone's life today by being an advocate to open up the door for them. And on that note, I say I want to send three shouts out to Harambe Radio. Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. And on that note, I say, oh, double and Baba Booey to you, y'all. And I will see you tomorrow, same time at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Please do join us, and I give you your world back.